because of time, I'm just going to make a very personal version. But Paul had confronted the leaders, both in Los Angeles and in New York. It happened in both places. The Charanamrita maker put salt instead of sugar. And Prabhupada took the Charanamrita and it was salt instead of sugar. And then he asked, like, witnessed right in the temple room, with these tall American, you know, sannyasis carrying rotunda, who's responsible for this? He wanted to teach them a lesson. So they said, well, we'll have to ask the Pujari, Prabhupada, because the Pujari assigned somebody to make the Charanamrita. And then right in the temple room like this, Prabhupada said, you're responsible. Because you delegate, and then you're responsible. And then it happened again the next day, too. Prabhupada was very unhappy. So, delegate, take a position. In this case, it's a brahmana, or the other case, it's a kshatriya, or an administrator. Then the lesson is you bear the responsibility. Not just, let's say, in our ISKCON model, the Diksha Guru bears the responsibility. Everybody else is like hands off. Anybody that performs a brahminical function, or anybody that forms a administrative function, they're responsible for those who they're giving leadership and guidance to, whether you're an administrator or a brahminical person. We take, just like, you know, a family, the members of the family, the behavior of the members of the family not only reflect on the family, but, and that's true in ISKCON, the members of ISKCON reflect on ISKCON. But if there's some mischief, then the responsibility for that goes to those who are the brahmanas and kshatriyas. That's the lesson that we're getting here. So it's not like, oh, we better be careful, better not let too many people practice Krishna consciousness, because if they make the mess up, then, you know, we'll be responsible for the mess up. It's not like that. We have to be strong in our Krishna conscious practices, because the Krishna conscious practices can burn to ashes the reactions of all types of activities. But that doesn't mean, okay, I'll just do lots of sadhana and people can do whatever they want. It's for the concern is for their welfare. Life of Krishna consciousness is a life of responsibility. Welcome to a life of responsibility. And it's not like, anyway, so for the persons who are the followers, or let's say the children of the family, same idea. Oh, my parents will take the responsibility for my mischief, I'll just do mischief and they'll take the responsibility. That's not the right way to think. It's Prabhupada condemns that. It's like the Christian thinking, oh, Christ died for my sins so I can go on with my sinning because he'll take a rap. Most heinous. It's in our offenses against chanting. It's continued sinful activities in the strength of chanting. The effect, the efficacy of removing our sins by the chanting of the holy name is withdrawn by Nama Prabhu, if that's our mentality. No, that's not the right mentality. The citizens should be responsible, the leaders should be responsible. That's the right model. And you take that connection with the process of devotional service, then we should be good representatives. That's our responsibility. And you take the role of giving spiritual guidance or administrative leadership, and you take responsibility. We're connected. We're interconnected. Welcome to the Krishna's family, Achyuta Gotra. That's our program. And then there's roles. So there's in the verse, there's the king who has a role to give protection to the citizens. He's to be guided by the brahmanas, and if the king doesn't act that way, in fact, contradictory way, he stops the activities of the brahmanas, or efforts to check them, then the next thing we're hearing is their contemplation, the contemplation of the brahmanas, it's several fold. One is, we will be implicated in his mischief, the sinful reaction for his wrongdoings. That's one concern. So now what to do about it? They could try performing lots of yajñas, but he didn't want them to perform yajñas. It's a little bit like Lord Chaitanya. Stop chanting, Shankazi. Stop chanting. So what did he do? Huge kirtan. Simple disobedience. And because he was powerful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, tens of thousands of angry Bengalis, look out, went to all the marketplaces and chanted. And, you know, all day long and into the night, right to the house of Chankazi, in defiance of his order. So, we're not Lord Chaitanya, and it's, you know, the times are different and we're different. But Prabhupada indicated, we'll go to jail. If people say, well, you can't chant, you go to jail. This is like in America. In some parts of the world, it's, you know, the governments are worse than Chankazi's government. Without too much detour, one place, I won't mention the place, they're in a, it's somewhere in the Middle East, and a group of families from South Africa, Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj told me this, they were having a little Janmashtami function. You know, some few families, Janmashtami function on Janmashtami in this Middle Eastern country. Some neighbor called, the police came, took all their IDs and told them, you have 48 hours to leave the country. In their home, having a Janmashtami function, what to speak of chanting on the street. Anyway, there's more stories. There's a number of places you can't wear a dhoti. One time I didn't know that. I went to one of those places, and the person that was waiting for me, you know, on the other side of immigration, you know, I just walked through a shaved head, dhoti, and Hare Krishna, and they let me through. And I saw the devotee walking away. And I was walking, he was walking away, and I was walking, he was walking away, because he didn't want to even be seen as associated with. And so he led me to the car by walking away, and then I got in the car, and he said, you know, why did you do that? Do what? Come in like this. I don't know how you got through immigration. They would have sent you back. Anyway, sometimes civil disobedience is not the program. You go into cover. But anyway, this is where the brahmanas were considering what to do about the deviation of the government head. So their contemplation was, before we take any strong action, let us try to pacify. We should at once try to pacify him. By so doing, we may not be touched by the sinful results caused by him. So it's like the backside is part of their concern, the welfare of the citizens is another part of their concern, and the means is to pacify. So pacify, from elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, particularly in the seventh canto, where it's describing what Sunda and Amarika were trying to teach the sons of the demons, there are different arts of diplomacy you know, different steps in stages you consider short of killing somebody. And, you know, one of them is, you know, divide and conquer, and another is, you know, you give them something so they're happy, and other is you some way try to pacify them. So they're now considering, their Brahman is considering coming down to the political arena. And that's what's in this next verse. Saintly persons are not interested in political matters. Yet, they're always thinking of the welfare of the people in general. Consequently, they sometimes have to come down to the political field and take steps to correct the misguided government or royalty. In this case, pacify. It's diplomacy. Brahmanas don't do diplomacy. They're just saved by the truth. So you hear they're contemplating how to, like, pacify this out of control person. Maybe, you know, we can correct him. Maybe he's not incorrigible. So a Brahmana may take the function of a Kshatriya in certain circumstances. Generally they don't. They don't want to, they have no attraction, but they know how to do, but they're not interested in doing. Just not their nature. But if necessity dictates, one may. They would do so by the strength of their purity. You know, by their purity they could elevate somebody. Normally their purity would be maintained by avoiding the association of some such unwholesome persons. This is described in the first canto. One example is when the sages come at the time of Maharaj Pariksit's passing, and because he's about to die, he's been cursed and he's given up his kingdom, and invited the sages to come, and they come, and he speaks to them saying, it's only by your mercy you've come, because normally a person like me, a person engaged in military and wealth and politics, you stay away like refuse kept at a distant place. You don't keep garbage right by your side. It's at a distant place. But you've come to me. I'm garbage. And you, because your interest is liberation. You want to get free from the entanglement of material existence and stay far away from people who are so closely absorbed in the contaminations of material existence, like me, kings. But you've come because you're very compassionate. So that's an example of how Brahmanas generally don't involve themselves with worldly people, including kings, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and King Prataparudra. And then the devotees were saying, but he's a devotee. And Lord Chaitanya said, he's a king. I'm not going to have anything to stop, or I'll leave. So, anyway, Brahmanas, we make a distinction, certainly, for the rule that governs a Vaishnava, Brahmana, is certainly of a higher standard or different standard than one who's a Brahmana, not a Vaishnava, but a Brahmana, like following the Vidhi, the Smarta Brahmana. Smarta Brahmanas don't have anything to do with worldly people. They're interested in purity and sanctity and ultimately liberation and things like that. But they're concerned. So now they're going to step down from the Brahminical platform to the Kshatriya platform and do some politics, try to pacify this person, so that they will be relieved from the actions of his mischief, and the citizens will be relieved from his misbehavior, and things can be made normal again. But their other option, if we cannot persuade King Vena to accept our advice, he will be condemned by the public and we will join them. Thus, by our prowess, we shall burn him to ashes. So they were powerful. And that's the concluding point of the purport here. Today, no such power. The power to burn a totally mischievous person just by brahminical power. Or the other example is animal sacrifice, where the animal enters the fire, old animal, comes out a little baby animal, youthful, invigorated, same soul in a new form, very energized. So where's the capacity to do that? In this age it doesn't exist, and so that kind of sacrifice is forbidden. So the sacrifice that's recommended is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. By simply chanting this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the general populace can derive all benefits without political implications. So the populace can, the spiritual or the Brahminical class of people can give proper guidance and, you know, at least help qualify people in general, and for that matter qualify the leaders of the people in general to be more qualified leaders. Srimad Bhagavatam accompanying the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Something that Prabhupada said in New York, he recommended, of course there may have been other places that he recommended something like this, but in New York he recommended that we get a place that's just for kirtan and call it Garanga Hall. And every morning before people go to work, have fantastic kirtan, and then Sir Pashadam, and they go off to work. Didn't say give a class. Kirtan, give them prashadam, they go off to work. And then in the evening, come after work. Kirtan, give them prashadam and go home. And that way you can, he was saying people in New York like kirtan, or as people everywhere like kirtan. And that way they can become purified. So, you know, caught in the rat race of urban life, but kirtan is nice. So that was his recommendation, Garanga Hall. Never happened. Maybe one day it'll happen. We're contemplating. But the principle is the concern, like just like the brahmanas are concerned about the citizens, Prabhupada was concerned about people in general. Naturally, there was the order of his spiritual master, and that's certainly, you know, in the core of his heart. And then there's why the order of the spiritual master, and then enter into that why, and there's compassion. It's just natural for a saintly person to feel compassion, feel concern. Vyasadeva felt concern when he looked into the future and saw Kali Yuga. Yikes, Kali Yuga, look at that. Let me do something. But it's compassion has a affective component, but it also has a action component. You feel for the difficulty of others, and then you do something about it. So, what are you going to do about it? And there's, you know, different channels, philanthropy and altruism and this-ism and that-ism, that deals with maybe some of the symptoms and helping some of the symptoms. But you know the example Prabhupada gave, the example of blowing out a boil. Anybody ever have a boil? Yeah, boil. So it hurts. So air on the boil, you get a little relief. But because the infection is still there, it's very short relief. So altruism and philanthropy may be some blowing on the boil. But the infection is still there. What's the infection? is the sinful activity. What's the basis of sinful activity? Ignorance. What's the basis of ignorance? Turning our back on Krishna. So go to the root and turn your attention again to Krishna. That is like relieving the infection that's the cause of the boil. The problem that's causing some unhappiness or inconvenience or trouble, whether it's health or people poor or hungry or something. Coming to the spiritual conception of life is you can't go forward in spiritual life without spiritual conception, without the understanding of the soul and the soul's implication in matter. It's like readjust matter a little bit and then it's nice. It's not a solution. Okay, I've got 6 minutes. Any discussion? Yes.
Delegation and taking responsibility for delegation.
Welcome to the club.
And so then the protection mechanism is either to, not take responsibility because you want the frustration.
Sure.
And then the other side, sometimes this thing happens and everything falls on itself because it's not being done, it's not being done right.
Yeah, training and education. That's the Hare Krishna movement. And those who do the training and do the educating, they're taking a risk. Don't train and don't educate. That's a life of irresponsibility. Become an animal or become a human. And a human life is a life of responsibility. With responsibility comes accountability. So the good news is the holy name. But we don't chant thinking, I can go on doing sinful activity, or I can go on being irresponsible. Be responsible. And there's mistakes. So train and educate. And set example. And some persons will come forward and some persons will stay stuck and some persons will fall away. And that's the best part of the risk that comes from a responsible life. And then there's the chanting of the holy name. So our attention has to go to continually go towards Krishna by our own effort and invite others to also go toward Krishna in a responsible way. It's like, having a child. You could say, well, I'm not going to have a child because I don't want the responsibility. Well, that's one decision. But you make the decision, then you have the life of responsibility. And supposing one doesn't have children, then I can be irresponsible. That's another kind of responsibility comes to those that don't have children. They're part of the community that sets the example for the children. This is how a brahmachari lives, etc. This is how a sannyasi lives, that life of responsibility. Human life is a life of responsibility. So, you can look at, well, I better not be responsible. Or do it myself. Anyway. There are some things that one needs to do oneself. But always one should be looking to identify persons that can do and then train those persons that can do and then do something else. Anyway. But not just like, become a good manager. Please Krishna. That's what we want to do. Please Krishna. And then you do that, if you have that consciousness, there's Krishna's help and Krishna's protection. So the real responsibility is to be Krishna conscious while doing the teaching and training and educating and engaging and delegating and knowing that people will, you know, not do it right all the time, or most of the time. Yes, Bill.
Yes, I remember when you were here last year, like it was, you know, the latter part of 2012, I asked you the question of timeshare. Devotees engage in politics. And
yeah, I remember that discussion.
And it's kind of said to the effect that you don't recommend it, but you're not going to, you know, interfere in their liberty to engage in that.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that these two verses really, really answer the question for me.
Okay.
That's what's interesting.
Okay.
Full circle.
Okay. Someone else? Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada, peace.